Today is Monday, the 31st of March, in the fourth week of Lent. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing Psalm 146. It is good to sing in honour of our God. Sweet is his praise. The Lord, restorer of Jerusalem. He brought back Israel's exiles, healing their broken hearts and binding up their wounds.
Alleluia, il est bon de fêter notre Dieu, il est bon de chanter sa louange. Le Seigneur est venu de Jérusalem, il rassemble les déportés d'Israël, il guérit les cœurs brisés et soigne les blessés. Il compte le nombre des étoiles, il donne à chaque âme. Il est grand, il est fort.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
When the 2 days were over, Jesus went from that place to Galilee, for he himself had testified that a prophet has no honour in the prophet's own country. When he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the festival, for they too had gone to the festival. Then he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had changed the water into wine. Now there was a royal official whose son lay ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went and begged him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my little boy dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started on his way. As he was going down, his slaves met him and told him that his child was alive. And so he asked them the hour when he began to recover. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at 1 in the afternoon, the fever left him." The father realized that this was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he himself believed, along with his whole household. Now this was the second sign that Jesus did after coming from Judea to Galilee.
We can often think of healing in terms of miraculous cures, with a wheelchair or crutches cast aside, but ignore the daily healings that happen because of the pure gift of God's grace. Is there someone you know who needs that healing? Think of someone you know and love who has been healed, and give thanks to God for his goodness in healing them. Think of someone you know and love who was sadly not healed. Where was God in that situation? Did he seem distant at that time? Sometimes we're very blind to God's healing presence. Can you think of situations where you've seen it? Perhaps in human love, in the support and acts of kindness you have given others, or that you have perhaps received. As you listen again, imagine yourself there in the story. Pay attention to the actions of Jesus, his way of speaking, the way he moves.
When the 2 days were over, Jesus went from that place to Galilee, for he himself had testified that a prophet has no honour in the prophet's own country. When he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the festival, for they too had gone to the festival. Then he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had changed the water into wine. Now there was a royal official whose son lay ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went and begged him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my little boy dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started on his way. As he was going down, his slaves met him and told him that his child was alive. And so he asked them the hour when he began to recover. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at 1 in the afternoon, the fever left him." The father realized that this was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he himself believed, along with his whole household. Now this was the second sign that Jesus did after coming from Judea to Galilee.
As this time of prayer comes to an end, bring a person or situation to the Lord, and turn what you have experienced in this prayer time into a prayer for that person or situation. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.